We continue our learning of the Nishmas Davi ben Menach Moshe Mechem Yaakov ben Pinchas Eliyahu in Edios Perek Dalid Mishnah Dalid. This Mishnah is found in Perah, Perek Vav Mishnah Beis, and this continues the discussion of Shechacha. Ha'omer she'u samach lagapa v'la gadish v'la bakar v'la kelim u'shchacho. Here you have someone who left a sheaf, which typically if he forgot about it, so he would have to leave it for the anim, but it was next to something that maybe would have been a reminder. Gapa is a wool. A gadish is a stack of grain. Bakar are animals, cattle. Kalim are vessels. Ushchacho, when he forgot it. So here we have a machokes bein sham and beisil, at least the way we're interpreting the Mishnah now, whether this is considered shechacha. Bein shamay omim eino shechacha. Bein shamay says this is not shechacha. It doesn't have the status of shechacha because it's true, maybe he forgot it momentarily, but because it's next to something significant, something distinctive, a particular wool, a stack, cattle, kalim, so he's eventually going to remember it, and therefore it should not have the status of shechacha. And therefore this person is able to go back and take it, the owner of the field, and he does not have to leave it for the anim. Uvesil omim shechacha, Uvesil says, no, this is considered shechacha. The bottom line is you forgot it now. It belongs to the Anim. So the Gemara says that this is the way Rabbi Yoshua understood the Mishnah, but Rabbi Eliezer understands the Machos of Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel differently. And I quote from the Yerushalmi. Aval Rabbi Eliezer says like this: Lo nechelku Beis Shammai uveis Hillel al haomer shu samach lagapa v'la gadish v'la bakar v'la kelim u'shechacho she'u'shechacha. There is no machlokas Beis Shammai Beis Hillel regarding having a sheaf and leaving it where you forgot it by next to a wall made out of stones or a stack of grain or cattle or kalim. That does have the status of shechacha. We don't say, you forgot it next to something that's distinctive. Maybe that's going to remind you about it, so it's not considered shechacha. No, if you forgot it, it's considered shechacha and it goes to the anim. What's the machlokas according to Rabbi Eliezer? Not the way we explain it. Valmanech luku ala omer Shenitalo. He who have a case where the owner of the field actually picked up that sheaf and he was planned on bringing it from the field to the city, to his house. But Venus no be at Bitsara Gapa, Bitsara Godish, Bitsara Bakar, Bitsara Kalim Ushchacho. But he ended up then took a break. He put it down next to this wall of stones, next to the stack, next to the cattle, next to the vessels. And at that point, he forgot it. He forgot it on the way back to the city, not that they forgot it in the field. So what's the halacha here? Beis Shebe Shammai Omrim Eino Shechacha. This is what Beis Shammai means, is not Shechacha. It's not Shechacha because he was already zochen it. He picked it up, he acquired it for himself. It's no longer belonged to the name. The fact that he forgot it later, it's only when you forget the Omer Basadeh that it's considered Shechacha. Ubeis Hillel Omrim Shechacha. And Beis Hillel says, no, even this is considered Shechacha. Perek Dalet Mishnah Hey. Mishnah is going to discuss the mitzvah of Kerem Revai or Neta Revai. First 3 years of planting a fruit tree, this applies in Chutz La'aretz as well, there is a mitzvah of Arla, that the fruit is Asur Ba'achila and Asur Ba'hanah. But in the fourth year, the owner of the field is able, people are able to eat the produce, but it has to be eaten in Yerushalayim. That's what we call Kerem Revai if it's a vineyard, and some say it only applies to a vineyard, but the accepted halacha is we assume it applies to all fruit trees, and therefore it's Neta Revai. So the Mishnah could have said Kerem Revai because it's following the opinion that it only applies, this fourth year fruit only applies to a vineyard, or maybe just quoted Kerem as an example, but it's really Neta Revai, it's the fourth year fruit. So Kerem Revai, there are comparisons between Kerem Revai and another mitzvah, and that is the mitzvah of Maaser Sheni. Maaser Sheni is the one-tenth that we give, not to the Levi, that's the one-tenth that's called Maaser Rishon. Maaser Sheni is one-tenth, another one-tenth after the one-tenth given to the Levi. The owner of the field, the farmer, takes one-tenth, and he has to eat that produce in Yerushalayim. He brings it to Yerushalayim, or he can be poded, he can redeem it onto coins, either sell it or redeem it onto his own coins. But if he redeems it onto his own coins, he has to add a fifth, he has to add a chomesh. We don't want Maaser Sheni to lose out. So he adds on a fifth if he redeems it, and then he brings the coins to Yerushalayim and brings the coins there. So our comparisons we have between the law of Maaser Sheni, where the produce is eaten in Yerushalayim, And the and or you redeem it onto coins. And the fourth year fruit, the kerem or the netar of ai, which also is eaten in Yerushalayim. And if you don't want to schlep it there, you can redeem it onto produce. Well, we have onto coins and bring the coins there and spend the coins in Yerushalayim and buy food there. Here, the Mishnah is going to tell us to what extent do we compare netar of ai, the fourth year fruit after the first 3 years of arla, to maaser sheni. So the Mishnah here says like this: kerem revai beishamai omrim ein lo chomesh ve ein lo biur. So beishamai says it's true a person has the ability to be poted to redeem the kerem revai, the fourth year fruits, onto coins and bring the coin to Yerushalayim and transfer the kedusha onto the coins, and then this way they're redeemed and the fruit can be eaten outside Yerushalayim and the coins are brought there. So beishamai agrees that that can be done. But ein lo chomesh, he says, a person who's being poted the peros for himself with his own coins, although when it comes to maaser sheni, which we give, by the way, in the first, second, fourth, and fifth year of the Shemitah cycle, the third and the sixth year we give maaser ani. So when it comes to maaser sheni, if you redeem it onto coins before we go to Yerushalayim, you bring the coins to Yerushalayim, you have to add on a fifth. A little bit extra coins. When it comes to kerem revai sebe shamai, you don't need to. Not only that, ve'ein lo biur. Not only that, there's another halacha that applies to maaser sheni that does not apply to kerem or netar revai, to the fourth year fruit. And that is what we call biur. May you remember the psukim for Parshas Kisovo, biarti hakodesh min habayis, so the gamri sativ la'levi la'gela yasom la'amana, etc. That in the at the end of the third year, which is really the fourth year on Pesach, and the end of the sixth year, which is really the seventh year on Pesach, a person has to do biur masros. He has to make sure that all of the maser that has to be given is given to the right people. So let's say, for example, the maser should have to be given to the Levi. The Truma and the Truma's Master to the Kohen. What about Master Sheni? That normally is brought to Yerushalayim. And if there's any Master Sheni that a person still has around before the first day of that Pesach of the of that fourth, after the third year of the beginning of the fourth year, so that has to be destroyed. So that's Biur Masros. So what the Mishnah is telling us is that that may apply to Master Sheni, that there's a din of Biur after the third year in the sixth year of the Shemitah cycle. If you haven't given it, you have to burn it, you have to get rid of it, you have to destroy it. It's not true when it comes to Netar Ravai. That's what Beit Shammai is saying. There's no Chomesh. You don't have to add on a fifth when you redeem the Netar Ravai, the fourth year fruit, and the Ein Lo Biur, as opposed to Maaseh Sheni, which has the Chomesh that has to be added, and it has the mitzvah of Biur. No, yesh lo chomesh, v'yesh lo bir. Basil says kerem revai is compared to maaser sheni in all of these ways, and there's a gzeirah shavah. The pasuk says kodesh hilulim lashem when it comes to kerem revai, and it says by maaser sheni, it says v'chol maasara aretz a kodesh lashem. So I have kodesh and kodesh, just like maaser sheni has a halacha of chomesh and has a halacha of biur. So to kerem revai, says Basil, has a din of chomesh and has biur. Or what do Beis Shammai hold? They don't hold of that Gzeirah Shavah. Well, if they don't hold of the Gzeirah Shavah, why should Beis Shammai allow Netar Ravai, Kerem Ravai, even to be redeemed at all? Maybe you can't redeem it onto coins. Maybe only Maaser Sheni can redeem. So that he learns from the phrase Kodesh Hilulim Lashem. The Kodesh Hilulim is speaking about Netar Ravai and Hilulim, the Hey and the Ches can switch. And it's as if it says Kodesh Chilulim Lashem, that Kodesh, that which is holy, that which is sanctified, which is the fourth year fruit, Chilulim, you can be Mechalel. You can, literally means to profane, but it means is that you can redeem, you can remove the Kedusha from it on two coins. So Beis Shammai doesn't need to compare the two through Gzeirah Shavah. The Netar Ravai is not compared to Maaser Sheni with respect to Chomesh and Biur. The fact that you can redeem it on two coins, that's derived from Kodesh Chilulim, as if it says chilulim. Then the Mishnah says another halacha, beishamai omim yesh lo peret v'yesh lo ololos. Another halacha, when we speak about netar revai, kerem revai, in this case we're speaking about the vineyard. So when it comes to a vineyard, so there's a halacha of peret. There's a halacha when it comes to grain, there's a halacha of leket. When it comes to wheat, if you leave one or two stalks in the field, you drop them, they go to the anim. You drop one or two grapes, they also go to the anim. That's what we call peret. Ololos is another halacha. The Torah speaks about this in Parshas Kedoshim, Sefer Vayikra. The Torah says that if there's a feret karmachol lo to olel, it speaks about ololos. What's ololos? All of those are undeveloped grapes, where clusters. Usually we have very bunchy clusters of grapes. If you see that they're not developed, those are all of those are left for the aniyim. So what happens to Neta Ravai, that fourth year? Is there a halacha of peret and ololos that's left for the aniyim or not? So the pasuk says, v'charmachalos olel uperet karmachalos laketo. That's what the pasuk. V'charmachalos olel. You should leave the ololos for the aniyim and uferet karmachalos laketo, and the peret as well. Le'aniv lager ta'azov osam. So Beishamai says, the din of peret and ololos applies to the Kerem Ravai year, to the fourth year, like it does every year, like it applies to every vineyard. And then you'll say, the fact that you can redeem it, you have the ability to redeem it, but it still has the status of what we call a mamon bailin, as opposed to mamon gavoa. It's considered the mamon of the owner, and since it's the mamon of the owner, just an owner, any farmer has to give peret and all those here as well. V'ha'anim podim la'atzma. What do the anim then do? Well, if they want to, remember, Kerem Ravai has to be in Yushalayim, so now the anim take the peret and the ololos, they have to be in Yushalayim. Well, okay, if they want to redeem it, they can redeem it themselves and bring the coins to Yushalayim. But either way, you have to give the aniyim the peret and ololos of the fourth year produce. Of the fourth year grapes. Uveisil alomrim, no, kula lagas. No, the owner is able to press all of the anavim of the kerem of that fourth year, press them, make them to wine, and even the peret and the ololos do not have to leave them for the aniyim, and bring the wine or the pidyon money or the redemption money to Yushalayim, because Basil holds that kerem revai once again is like maser sheni. A maser sheni is mamon gavala. It's considered not mamon bailim. It's not the mamon of the farmer. It's mamon of Hashem. It's sanctified, and therefore the aniyim have no chelek in it.